Going deeper to the unusual world. We are going live into... We're going live into Studio A on 91.3 WYSO with my absolute favorite local Dayton band and on the verge of releasing their CD. We'll get to know their names individually in just a moment, but I want to welcome, a warm welcome to Gathering Mercury. Guys, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
It's such a treat to see this new CD I'm holding right here in my hand. People can grab a copy this Friday at Canal Street Tavern or come on in and see the show. You guys got three bands on the bill, going to be an extravaganza of Dayton awesomeness. And would you just start right out and hit us a song?
Thank you.
Gathering Mercury live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Fabulous, great tune, and congratulations on the completion of this CD. I'm holding one in my hand.
Thank you.
I feel so lucky, feel so fancy. And people can get a copy this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. And tell me a little bit about the artwork on here. It's very, very excellent.
Well, it was done by a guy in Israel named Omri Koresh.
How did you connect with someone in Israel to do this?
On Facebook. Yeah, so you can get a hold of anybody on there.
I guess you can, can't you?
Yeah, and the Mercury thing kind of ties in with Alice in Wonderland and the Mad Hatter on there. That's supposed to be the Mad Hatter.
Uh-huh.
That's actually Omri.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. So that's actually the guy that made the album art.
And see, the Mad Hatter, as we know, back in the day, they used mercury to make hats. And that's why people get called Mad Hatters.
Right.
Like in Alice in Wonderland and all of that. Yep. And the Gathering Mercury, another unique property is that it, if you put a few droplets around it, will move toward itself and create a center. Which kind of explains how you guys came together.
Yeah, really? I didn't think about that. Yeah.
I see it that way. That's Ashley Stacy on lead vocals there. We have Mr. Max Mowbray, which was one of the coolest names that I've heard in a while. Max, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Yeah.
You bet. And Kike, who you've been here with us before, Kike. Great pleasure to see you playing the bass and singing a little as well. Welcome, Kike.
Oh, thanks.
Poor guy's tied down by his own headphones. And as always, on drums and doing a just bang-up job and always, John J.J. Mangold. John, welcome and thanks for being here. You'll have to yell. Yeah. So it's 11 hot songs, and you also include a cover that I'm dying for you guys to play for us later. But tell us a little bit about the writing of these songs and how it all came together.
Well, first, Ashley had a set number of songs when I joined the band.
Yeah.
Me and JJ joined pretty much around the same time.
Yeah.
He joined in about a week later than me. And then, like, another week after that, we had a gig. So we only... So, it works like... And then we wrote a couple of songs together, and then sometimes she brings, like, the main idea, and then we kind of, like, buff it up a little bit or put our part in it.
Well, it's kind of like the beauty of it, gathering all the mercury together to make it happen.
I love mixing the mercury.
Yeah. It's nice. Have you seen mercury? Have you ever had a chance to, like, check it out?
And I've talked to it a couple of times. So we see eye to eye.
We agreed to have a gathering, and then
that was it.
So you guys have been playing together not necessarily that long, and you recently had a personnel change. Max is the newest guy. He's in here on the guitar. And you guys are all... either alum or currently attending Stivers, is that right?
Yep. Max graduated this year from Stivers, and me and Kike are still going to Stivers.
Yeah. Well,
and he goes to Wayne.
Wayne? Yeah. Well, hey, show her Wayne.
Yeah.
He loves Wayne for some reason. I don't understand.
He's making understand. We've taken his headphones away from him. But it's just a delight to have you guys back, and I'm so excited about this record.
Oh, thank you.
Play another one for us from this collection?
Yeah,
definitely.
I think we want to give each other's headphones back, so hold on just one quick second. Yeah.
We're still breaking in Studio A here at our new facilities at WYSO and Gathering Mercury being... being more than malleable and working with us together. So it's Gathering Mercury live on 91.3 WYSO.
I'm putting these things. Okay, this is the greatest day of my life.
And it's also, it's live radio. Everybody's right here with you.
Hang out.
There we go.
Like down on me. What I didn't have, what I didn't want, what I didn't love, what I didn't see, what I didn't believe when they told me you had everything that could make your heart sing, that could make you feel more. You didn't need me anymore. Gone away, I'm not coming back, I'm here to stay. Don't miss me too much when you're looking in the mirror. See that I'm nowhere near you. Gone away, you're no longer. She ever say that I love it, I hate it.
Gathering Mercury live on 91.3. Max, you're doing a great job.
Why, thank you.
Kicking right in there in no time. You guys did such a great rhythm section as well. Actually, when did you start writing songs? Do you remember the first song you wrote?
The first song I wrote, I was 7 years old. Yeah, and it was a song about soldiers in the war.
Really?
No, yeah, so.
Really? Yeah. So when you were seven, was that the first Iraq War then?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, check that out.
Yeah, and we recorded it and everything. I'll have to bring it in.
Would you please?
Yeah.
We'll have to have you guys as guest DJs one day, and we'll...
JJ was actually my drummer on that still, too.
So that's what your dad, Mike, who's here, correct? Yeah. Is his name Mike? Told
Hi,
me
Mike.
That you guys have been playing together since he was, like, 11 or something. I love it.
Yeah. He's my childhood buddy.
That's lovely. It's also a nice testament to Stivers, I'll have to say, that they have a pretty good music program there.
Yeah.
Is that how you met, through those kind of courses, or you guys just drawn together anyway?
Actually, at Howard, they had a band camp.
So.
So was it the Beetle Boot Camp that we met in?
The Beetle Boot Camp.
Yeah, it was the first one. So.
You know, we all know JJ is amazing, but let's talk about Max for a second.
Shall we?
Because, man, okay, I've known this guy for a while now.
Yeah.
And we actually put up something like, we're a trio now or something, immediately, right on the nose, he messages us about being our guitarist. Like, yeah. Right? Right, Max?
No. Yes.
Oh, okay. Sweet. And what he does, he learns all of our songs by ear.
Off of YouTube.
Off of YouTube first. And then we give him a copy of the CD. And then he, like, does the finishing touches.
Fabulous.
We had one practice, and we had a gig right there. Boom.
And, well, Max, just three hip hip hooray for you. Three cheers for Max, and well done. Well, sounding great. I really like the way it's coming together. Very much looking forward to the show. I'd like to hear another one, but tell me quickly about the other bands that'll be playing that night.
Oh, Killed by Art and Clockwork Soul. So, yeah.
Killed by Art is cool, and so is Clockwork Soul. I don't have headphones.
Oh, you missed my snort then. It's all well and good. Gathering Mercury live in the studio on 91.3. Will you play us another?
Yeah.
Not too late for you.
That's a groovy one.
Mercury live on 91.3 WYSO. You know, people are going to get a real treat because you guys are as much fun to watch playing as you are to hear.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, there's a nice stage presence there. We have Gathering Mercury live on this public radio station right here on 91.3 WYSO, and they are going to be live on stage this Friday night celebrating the release of their very first CD. I came upon you guys at the Dayton Does Dayton performance there, and you knocked everybody's socks off, and not the least of which with a tune that is on this record. You included it. Yeah. By the way, did you contact the Rick Derringer family just to let them know? I mean, I know you're allowed to, you can cover any song you want, but did you give them a little, like, hey, we're paying a little modern tribute?
He actually, I think he knows because he followed us on Twitter.
Get out!
So I think he knows just a little bit about us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. People forget that Rick Derringer has Dayton roots, too.
Right.
I love it. So it's just lovely. Gathering Mercury, the new record called Where the Others Go. And I want you to play that Rick Derringer tune. But could you play both? Could you play the title track as well?
Or? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Let's do that. Thanks so much. And Kike, I saw you doing sit-ups back there. I don't know what – you just got a lot of good energy. Oh, he can't hear me.
Are you talking to me? Stand to my face. There
you go. I have to say it to your headphones. Gathering Mercury live on 91.3.
can't you see the disappointment on everyone's face? And when you find the time, you realize there's no reason, no rhyme for why this could be.
Live on 91.3 WYSO at Canal Street Tavern for their CD release, and that tune and 10 others on this fabulous offering from a very cool homegrown Dayton band. Could you play us a little bit from the Hoochie Q before we have to wrap?
Definitely.
Gathering Mercury Live on YSO. Sasspot.
Probably jump the same lane.
Mercury live on 91.3 WYSO. They'll be live on stage this Friday. Congratulations on the release. It's going to be my honor to introduce you guys, and well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.
Keep us posted, all right?
All right. Thanks.
You can find them on Facebook, isn't that right, if somebody wanted to connect that way?
Yeah, Facebook, Reverb Nation.
Somebody wanted to buy a disc, where would they go for you?
CD written now. But you can buy them on Reverb Nation, I think.
Yeah.
I think there's a place like a merchandise
great
thing on there. So
you can certainly come to the show and do
definitely.
It as well.
Yeah.
We will put this audio up on our website just as quick as we can. And guys, thanks so much for being here
Thank
today.
Thank you.
We'll
you
see you Friday.
It.
You bet.